With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
St. Louis has a number of sister cities, and this one is celebrating its 65th anniversary. It's the St. Louis-Stuttgart relationship, and the president of the St. Louis-Stuttgart sister city relationship is Suzanne Evans. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.
All right, should I say Stuttgart or Stuttgart?
Whatever you want to say. It's Stuttgart. I mean, I'm from the area. That's how we pronounce it. Stuttgart, but most people say Stuttgart.
Now, this is a 65-year-long relationship. I understand it's one of the oldest German sister city relationships in the country. You've been the president of this for 20 years, so I don't know how far back you can go to give us a little bit of flavor of how it all came about.
Well, there are different stories how it came about, and we'll still trying to search the archives. According to Stuttgart, it was a nurses exchange initially. Then Mayor Tucker went over there to explore the city of Stuttgart, and they realized that we have a lot of similarities. Back then, the automotive industry, which is still huge in Stuttgart, Mercedes and Porsche are headquartered there. And we had a large automotive industry back then. But from what I understand, it was initially an exchange between hospitals and nurses.
What do you think St. Louis gains from having not just sister city relationships, but also a relationship with Stuttgart?
What we have gained are various university exchanges, high school exchanges, art exchanges, lots of cultural exchanges, and also some business development between the cities.
And I know that the Sister Cities program is part of World Trade Center St. Louis, which is a great organization that I participate in their big growing global event every year. And I imagine this is just kind of all part of that mission of getting people around the world and building relationships.
Sister Cities is all about mutual understanding. And back when Dwight Eisenhower started this grassroots organizations, he said that people make friends, not politicians, pretty much. So that's what it is all based on. It's normal citizens creating long-lasting friendships. I mean, even some marriages have come out of these exchanges from the high school exchanges.
Well, yeah, and speaking of high school, I know Circus Harmony, which is our social circus school based at City Museum, they developed a relationship during COVID with another youth circus in Stuttgart, right?
Yes. Circus Harmony created a relationship with Circus Circuli. That's what it's called in Stuttgart. And when COVID started, they created this amazing video between our two cities, a 15-minute video, which can be found on our website, actually, that features historic places in St. Louis, and they perform in front of them, and vice versa in Stuttgart. Circus Circuli performed in various historic places in Stuttgart, and they put this together. And actually, they have been visiting each other's cities for 2 or 3 weeks each year and do amazing things together.
I know that after 20 years of heading this sister city relationship, you are stepping down as president. So that'll be part of the big gala on November 14th. As you reflect on those 20 years, what have been your high points and things that have changed over those two decades?
Well, it's been very rewarding, and the relationships that have been formed are irreplaceable. Visits, the delegation visits, are always the highlight, and we have a delegation coming in, the deputy mayor, Dr. Clemens Meyer, and his delegation, and he's in charge of security, order and security in Stuttgart, and sports. So we are highlighting St. Louis sports. We're going to visit the Cardinals. We're going to visit St. Louis City SC. And we have a big meeting with the Board of Aldermen, the mayor. These relationships that are being formed when these delegations visit, also Stuttgart, they last for a long time. I mean, they are building bridges that they can collaborate together and come up with new programs.
It is a 65th anniversary of the St. Louis-Stuttgart sister city relationship, and Suzanne Evans is the president for the last 20 years. She's going to stay with the organization, but step down. So thank you so much for spending time with us, Suzanne.
Thanks for having me.
The 65th anniversary celebration is tomorrow night at the Hilton Frontenac. A few tickets remain. STL4Stuttgart.com. That's STL, the number 4, Stuttgart.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.